Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. All right. You're listening to 101 Part-Time Jobs, Reading Festival Edition. Over the weekend just gone, I spoke to some incredible bands and artists with stories from their old jobs, their festival favourites, and we did some 101 Part-Time Jobs bingo. So we're going to start with this northern band where Leeds Festival is more their kind of thing. Just released an 8.5-minute absolute banger, The Trenchcoat Museum. It's all members of Yard Act on 101 Part-Time Jobs, Reading Festival Edition. ...101 Part-Time Jobs with Yard Act at Reading Festival.
Charles Bidder, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you. What does Reading and Leeds mean to you? What does Leeds mean to you?
I don't know. It was like...
Fresh out the gates with a brilliantly supportive, positive answer there, Ryan.
Yeah. No, it was my first festival. Yeah, Leeds Fest, like 2002.
And I've got to thank the BBC Introducing Stage for having many of my bands that went absolutely nowhere on years after years. So that's good. This is the one. We've broke crack free.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your feeling? Did you go, was Leeds like, did you go with the big crew?
Yeah. Well, I remember, no, the first year I went was GCSE year, 2006.
Rite de passage.
Yeah, it really is. And I went with Dan Hope and Jono Birchall, and Dan Hope's sister and Jono's brother, who were older, and a couple of older kids, but we were the only sort of GCSEs that year. And I remember being a bit elitist about it. And then the next year, everyone was rolling deep. But we were like, we know where the Silent Disco is. We were here last year. So we were kind of doing that. But
and then all those bands on the main stage that you didn't know, you didn't know the name, and then a few years later, you'd look back and be like, I didn't know the Shins played when I went.
Yeah, there was a few I missed that were good. Yeah.
Well, around that time, GCSE age, what was your first job? What were your first jobs?
Chippy. Yeah, working in Chippy, peeling spuds. That was my first job. And then, no, paper round before that. I was grafting from like 8, I feel like. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Paper round's a classic beginning. Like, how many jobs are there? Everybody's managed to have that first job.
Milkman's assistant, kind of sitting in the passenger seat.
It's funny you should say that. My first job was counting money at a creamery's. It smelled absolutely horrible there, like acid. Milk smells horrible when it's been on the floor for years.
Oh. Sam grew up on the Isle of Man, so he has a very different origin story to the rest of us.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Well, I was a pot washer first, and then my first legal job was Mackie's. Did a year on the drive-through.
How was that?
I've hacked that menu, right? I didn't eat McDonald's for many years after working there. Also, there was maggots in the milkshake machine, which we found. Yeah, just at that one. I don't mean every. I don't mean it's like a secret ingredient at Mackie's, but like, you know what? Yeah, I slipped over in hot oil once. Was told to stop being a pussy and get up. By a lad who was my boss because he was a year older than me. it was character building, and you got to do them jobs.
You got to do them.
What was yours, Jay?
My first proper job was probably call centre, but I mean that lasted for about 3 weeks, and then my job after that was Sainsbury's trolleys.
Yeah.
Doing the trolleys in the car park.
Listen to music.
Listen to music. Yeah, you weren't really supposed to listen to music, but you could have your headphone in.
Everyone's scared of the trolley people. You don't. But they're quite hard to approach, kind of.
I mean, I like to think I was quite an easily approachable trolley person. Yeah. At the time. I did used to get, there was like the recycling bins at the top of the car park where no one could see you, and you used to nip round there for a cigarette, a jazz cigarette.
What's the band to listen to on the way to going to a festival? What's the band, what's the record to blast in the car?
To get you fired up.
Yeah, to get you fired up.
Rage Against the Machine, definitely, yeah. Always. Always Rage.
Sharing a tent with pals, I'm like ostensibly like best friends, or sleeping alone, going solo.
Solo, always, yeah. Yeah, you've got to get some, like, I don't know, I'm a big like blow up bed fan. I think like, I don't know, what do you do when you're camping? Do you like bring the stove and like all the stuff?
Last time I just bought a bivy bag, thinking right. I was like
a
nails.
Bag.
A bivy bag.
Is that what you call your sleeping bag?
Yeah, it's a bivy bag.
I feel like when you get to, I'm 40, I'm like, I'm all about the home comforts, right?
So does that mean you're bringing Imodium?
I'm bringing everything, yeah. Gaviscon.
Do you remember what the toilets were like in 2006 was my first time to Reading, and they were like pig troughs of shitters.
I learned more about life in them toilets than I did in working at Mackie's, I can tell you that for free.
I swear, like every year there was the rumour that somebody fell in. Yeah, somebody fell in.
Girl.
Their phone fell in or something, and they had to go in after it.
Poo Girl dropped her handbag into the toilet and tried to reach in to get it and fell in and was immersed in poo. This was like the thing, like, yeah, and every year it'd be like, oh, someone's seen. Like, Pooh Girl's come back, like, she's not fallen in this year, but everyone remembers who she was.
No.
Yeah, and then, like, some poor girl would just be accused of being. It was like a witch hunt, like a Pooh Girl hunt.
It's like a much worse version of falling down the stairs off the bus on the way to school.
Yeah, being immersed in human shit is way worse, yeah.
A little bit worse. Yeah. All right, was Reading and Leeds, were those your first festivals as punters?
Yeah, Leeds was mine in 2006, yeah.
Was it the first big festival you played? I mean, when Yard Act formed, I mean, obviously it was in COVID and lockdown stuff, and you had a lot of people know about your band and people know the songs. Was first time playing Reading and Leeds, did that feel a bit nuts? I mean, have you seen that bit of the Cribs playing Reading or Leeds the first time?
Yeah, and they headlined the comedy tent, didn't they?
But talking to them before, they were like, we were so nervous, because
Yeah.
Was there that element to it? Because it's just like, it's Reading and Leeds. It's kind of one of the biggest, it's, you know, it's
so the... Do you know the story of that? Do you know why they did that?
No.
Right, so Future Sound, one of the promoters in Leeds, used to run a battle of the bands every year to win slots at the festival. And the first year they did it, the Cribs won. But at that point, the stakes were quite low and they headlined the Comedy Tent. Well, they went on first at the Comedy Tent at Summer. My old band actually won it years later when it had evolved into something quite big, and it was the first year they unveiled that you could open the Enemy Radio 1 tent.
If you win the competition.
Yeah, and we won. And they never allowed any other bands to do it again after we had gone on.
What
there.
Did you do?
I think they just realised it was a bad idea to let four unknown idiots try and hold a tent that big.
Right.
That's fun. Yeah. Did your mates go along? Could you get your mates on the guest list? And
A couple of them did. Well, it was really funny because in Reading, Green Day did the secret set. And my old band had thought it'd be really cool to have our press shots of our heads cut off. And because no one knew who we were, the name was Post-War Glamour Girls, and no one knew who it was. So everyone became convinced that it was code word for like Green Day's secret set. And in Reading, they went on before us, and we benefited from it, got a really nice big crowd off the back of that. In Leeds, they weren't there, and everyone showed up, and as we walked out, they all just turned around and walked off. Character building.
Wow.
More from that show than I learned from those toilets or McDonald's.
We're going to do 101 part-time jobs bingo, if I can find it. So I ask something, and I guess in this scenario, you collectively say yes or no, and I'll work it out later.
Okay.
Have you been fired?
Yes, a few times.
What for?
Not turning up.
Have you had an office romance? Have you got romantic with a colleague?
Never, no. Have you?
Nope.
No.
Pulled a sickie to play a gig?
Yeah loads.
I heard that with this band, actually.
You got to do it. Rock and roll demands it. Press reply all, emailed someone. I guess it's something that happens, that could happen in band world. You email something to someone who you didn't want to see it.
Oh, no, I've never done that, no.
Got egg on your face.
No, I've never egged myself.
No. We're quite honourable men.
Believe it or not, we are quite honourable and respectable human beings.
I believe it. Hid in the toilet when he should have been somewhere else?
Yes. I can milk a shit for hours. I ended up with poo. Maybe poo girl was hiding in the toilets because she didn't want to go back. Maybe she was working. And she took it literally. Someone was like, just hide in the toilets. You don't have to go back to sort of handing out water to people in the front row.
Well, she's head of toilets now at Reading and Leeds Fest.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much for being up doing this.
Cheers, Charles.
You're always welcome, Charles. Cheers, mate.
Yard Act on 101 Part-Time Jobs Reading Festival Edition. Good amount of poo stories there. Not the first, won't be the last. Because later on today, I've got an episode with Lauren Hibbard from the same spot as I was speaking with Yard Act. See you then.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.